This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining us for the first time, simply because I haven't actually been live since this happened, since SHOT Show, is Ryder, the most read man, and this was confirmed at SHOT Show at the Amaland breakfast with Freddie Reel. He got out there, and he stated it once again, which I already knew this, but he has been read by...
Wow.
Yes. The most read man in American gun writing today, that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Pleasure to be here. Nice to start the new year.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be over the Black Plague. I don't know what I had, but it was bad.
You know, I heard that a lot of people at SHOT Show came down with something.
How did you not?
Just blind, dumb luck, I think.
Oh, okay.
Probably because my grandkids have already given me immunity to most of the known viruses in the U.S.
So that's what it is. Okay. All right. That makes pretty good sense to me. I get around mine as much as I can, but they apparently they were falling down on the job. I'll have to have a little chat with them all. What did you see at SHOT Show that you liked?
Well, I saw that this new... Kel-Tec sub 2000 integrally suppressed for $1,000. That was really interesting. It looked like it had a very good suppressor on it.
Is that an NFA item?
Quiet. Say again?
Is it an NFA item?
Yes. You have to pay a $200 tax to get it.
Of course.
But it looked very interesting. And the fact that you have a major manufacturer offering an integrally suppressed firearm in the U.S. is a good thing. Hopefully we can get the Hearing Protection Act through in Trump's second term. I'd love to see that.
Well, you know, I think in this next go-round, I think Nancy Pelosi has made about the best case there is in the United States. I mean, I can't tell you how many Democrats have said they're not going to vote Democrat anymore if she tore up the State of the Union text of the speech.
How childish.
Yeah. This would be one of these moments if the Republicans take back over the House and hold on to the Senate, which I don't see that. I think it's a very good chance they might take back over the House. Would be the moment to turn and burn on gun rights. Because all these other states are going to keep going. They think they have a mandate.
And I'm looking at what happened in Trump's first term. And to me, the first 2 years, he didn't get anything or got no statutory... No legislative stuff done on firearms rights, on the Second Amendment, because he was constantly being sniped at and stopped by the rhinos in the Republican Party, like Paul Ryan and John McCain and Jeff Flake, the last two being from Arizona, which I am not proud of. But when you have your own party doing everything they can to stop your agenda, or at least a significant number of them, how do you get through significant legislation? Very difficult.
You know.
I would like to look up the exact number, but I bet you getting close to 75, 80 Republican Congress critters retire in the last 3 years.
Those are the ones that don't want to perform, I guess. I don't know what it is.
All kinds of conspiracy theories are out there, you know, if they were being extorted or blackmailed or something. I don't know. The one that gets touted the most is, well, they no longer have their chairmanship. Now, this just seems not too credible to me. I mean, you don't have your chairmanship, but you're still getting paid well. You still have lots of influence. You're still raking in plenty of money. You still have all your perks, almost all your perks, maybe not all. And for that, you get out? like to talk to them up close and personal and see what they really had to say, you know, under the conditions that none of it would necessarily get out to the public, at least not individually by name. But a lot of people who were not supportive of Trump got out. And we have a chance to put a lot of people who are more supportive in. So there's a good chance that we could actually get positive pro-Second Amendment, restore some Second Amendment rights legislation right. in a Trump second term. But I've seen people making statements, well, we have to push. Trump has to do it this term. Well, how's he going to do it? He doesn't control the House. The Democrats in the House hate his guts.
Well, they're up for election, too.
Childish action.
They're up for election, too. They're up for re-election, too.
Exactly.
You know, Schiff Nadler and, I mean, all I have to think about is Bernie Sanders right now. His surrogate he's running around with is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what he would offer her if he were to win the presidency.
Absolutely. Well, that's a whole other issue is how insane these Iowa caucus results were.
That was funny.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
The DNC goes in there, controls the process, and says, we can't release any results yet.
Because we don't know what they are. Yeah.
I mean, if I were a Sanders supporter, and I know some, I would be livid. I would be absolutely enraged that the DNC is appearing to do the same thing again in 2020 that they did in 2016, which is, you know, not treat Sanders as a legitimate candidate, do everything to stop his candidacy, and prevent him from getting the nomination.
Yeah, Sanders.
That's what it looks like from my view.
Yeah, and I get their problem with it because Sanders throws the mask completely off of their communistic sort of tendencies. If you look at Democrats, like they really embrace abortion, but then again, so you know that was all based on eugenics, which Hitler embraced. And before he ever went after the Jewish people, he went after all the infirm and mentally deficient and handicapped German people.
They called them useless eaters.
Yes. And, you know, so, I mean, they have a lot of tendencies that are really, really bad. And the whole socialism, to me, that's a trope. Because socialism by itself can't function without communism to enforce it, can it?
Well, I think that's what it comes to. They may call a country like, Sweden socialist. But in the 90s, 80s and 90s, they went through a severe crisis where their socialism just failed and they had to bring in more capitalism to save the country. They
right.
reduced their laws on capital. They allowed people to make profits. They increased their protection of private ownership. They decreased their national medicine policy so that you had to have a lot of co-pays and other things to make it work. They abandoned a large amount of what Sanders would call socialism in order to keep the system from going under.
Yeah, but Sanders' big problem, I mean, Sanders thinks Cuba is the way to go. And, you know, in Cuba, any time they get a chance, they'll knock the legs off the coffee table and try to surf it for 90 miles to Florida. Why would they try to kill themselves, trying to get away in there?
Yes, it's like all the leftists who say the United States is so terribly racist, homophobic, and whatever else
yeah,
they can throw
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, we have millions of people trying to get into the country.
All the time. From all races. Jeez. And all races. Black, brown, plaid, it doesn't matter. Coming up on the first break. Coming up on the first break, you can find the stuff that Dean writes all the time, every time. You can find it at Ammoland.com, where he was very much celebrated. January the 21st at the breakfast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
about CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking right now to Ryder, activist, instructor, and the most read man in the United States, READ, not to be confused with some sort of crimson shade, and that is Dean Weingarten.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, and
I'm just glad to be well enough to be talking to you.
Yeah, well, you know, I did have a sore throat this morning, but it went away, so I think it was a very, very short virus.
Yeah,
probably those immunities my grandkids gave me. Did you see the piece I wrote about Florida coming up short in the referendum signatures for a ban on all semi-automatic firearms?
Today is the first day that I have felt semi-normal.
Well, okay.
So I haven't, and most of the time I don't go looking for your stuff anyway, just so it can be a surprise. So tell me about this.
Well, back in November of 2018, they started this referendum, and they had to get, it's a difficult process in Florida. They have to get 766,000 votes, essentially, people to sign up, people who voted, to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And they have 2 years to do it in. If they get enough of people to sign up by the next election, that'll work for that election. The deadline was February the 2nd, I think. Might have been the 1st. And they didn't get enough. They only got 18%. No, it was 19% of the signatures necessary. So they failed to get it on the ballot in 2020. And they had 14 months already used of their two-year provision to do it. So they only have 10 months to go, and they'll start losing signatures off the bottom of that process. The signatures are good for 2 years. So the first signatures that were gotten start expiring as they go beyond 2 years. It just seems highly unlikely that they will get enough signatures to put it on the ballot. And it's a really terribly written and terribly conceived ballot measure that essentially outlaws all semi-automatics that conceivably could have a fixed or detachable magazine that could hold 10 rounds of ammunition. Well, that's virtually all 22 semi-automatics. Almost all centerfire rifles that have a detachable magazine have a magazine somewhere that's made.
What about the handguns? Does it cover the handguns, or are the handguns get swept?
No, this is part of the insanity of it. It specifically excludes all handguns.
Hmm.
So you have an AR-15 type handgun with 30 round magazine, 14 inch barrel, and an arm brace on them. They're specifically excluded from this. But an AR-15 rifle with a stock and a 16-inch barrel is banned. Banned for sale. The only way you get to own one is if you already had one and you register it. It's an insane referendum, which is they didn't get that many signatures. It's probably not getting many signatures because even the billionaires that support most anti-Second Amendment measures aren't willing to throw a few tens of millions of dollars at it to get their signatures. Now, anything can happen in the next 10 months. Maybe there'll be another mass murder that the media promote as requiring more infringements on the Second Amendment. That could happen.
Here's the problem I think they're going to have, though. Trump's going to get reelected, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to go down. Not because I want her to go down. If she could live to be forever, that'd be fine. But she can't. She's not going to.
Right.
And he's going to appoint another Supreme Court justice. And when that happens, at that point, we should already be there, but we're not. We need one more. When that happens, then...
the Second Amendment gets enforced.
Yeah.
That's what I think is very likely. And we did have some more touted as constitutionalist judges go to the Florida Supreme Court as well.
Right.
And the Florida Supreme Court is supposed to hear the whether they approve of the language on this referendum. I believe it's today. So we will shortly find out if they approved of it or not. And the AG in Florida was incensed with the stupidity of this language and has been saying that the referendum doesn't accurately reflect on the ballot, what they're trying to get on the ballot, what is actually in the referendum. And so there was a good chance she would try to convince the Florida Supreme Court that it should not approve this referendum. We'll find that out very shortly.
Yeah. I think the other problem they're going to have is going forward. I mean, Trump's already appointed as many judges, I think, as Obama did in 8 years.
Yes, and they've got 187 last I heard of federal
judges. He's got a bunch more in the pipeline.
Yes, he mentioned that on the State of the Union.
So
yeah, he's been doing great guns on that, and there's a lot more in the pipeline. So this is all positive for people who want to see the government live by the constraints that are in the Constitution.
He also mentioned in the State of the Union that as long as he is president, he will protect the Second Amendment. So, I think...
Yes, he did a good job there.
I think that there's about to be a paradigm shift. We'll see.
I'm looking forward to it. It's due. I want to see some of the people who broke laws in a soft coup against him go to jail.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did earlier in the show, I talked about when Trump took office, a lot of the people in charge of personnel just left Obama-era people in place. I mean,
absolutely.
Ciara Mella, who is the supposed whistleblower, was working for Michael Flynn. So, I mean, and that was just left in place. And
he went, my understanding is that he traveled with Biden to Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll talk about this when we get back, because there's a big problem that they have that they need to find a way to get around. And maybe Trump can do this the second time around, but we'll definitely talk about that when we get back. Now, for those of you who enjoy Mr. Weingarten as much as I enjoy Mr. Weingarten when he comes on the show, and the stuff we talk about, and the stuff he writes about, and all the other things, the painstaking research he goes into, the wide swath of the subject matter that he covers, well, you can find the precursors to all of that in the written word at amoland.com, where he is very prolific, and he's constantly hitting it right there. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic-led House Budget Committee is ripping President Trump's budget proposal. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, President Trump's budget breaks many of his promises.
Less than a week after promising Medicare and Social Security would be safe from harsh budget cuts, the president went and proposed slashing $500 billion from Medicare, knowing it would hurt seniors and cut Social Security by at least $24 billion.
Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican and Budget Ranking Committee member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the president for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
Another record day on Wall Street as the Dow improved 275 points to finish at 29,551. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To sound this bad, but I do it because that's the job. You know, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Dean Weingarten from Ammo Land and everywhere else that he goes. You know, the big problem with cleaning out the swamp that Trump faces, and this is right down your alleyway. A lot of the positions that he would have to replace and put new people in place, because he had thousands of applicants, they all have security clearances. So they've got to go through in the entire process of whatever it is of selection and vetting and confirmation, and then they got to go through the security clearance. Now he should be doing that. He should be doing that right now, shouldn't he?
Well, I suspect he is. It appears to me that President Trump has finally got majority control over his administration. There are still holdouts and sort of sleeper cells from President Obama that are working hard against him. But they don't control it anymore. He does. So I expect much better performance in a second term. But you're right. Obama had 8 years to put in as many people as he could in positions of power to try to facilitate his vision of where he wanted society to go by putting these semi-permanent people in the bureaucracy. And in addition to that, the bureaucracy has been working under the philosophy that they know better than the people for the last 50 years. So you have a lot of long-term philosophical inertia to overcome to change things. I think President Trump has been doing a pretty good effective job of changing that in the bureaucracy, because he is the executive and he has a lot of control there. But we really need legislation to back him up. And the only way we can get that is to have the Republicans take control of the House and to have enough Republicans in the Republican Party that are Trumpians rather than rhinos. It's a significant, difficult problem, but I don't see any way we win short of armed revolution, and it's much preferable not to have to shoot people.
Well, in most cases, anyway.
Well, you know, there's this whole joke about some people just need killing, and that is true.
Yeah.
But my study of history says that if you go into a civil war mode, the odds of coming out with a positive result are small.
Yeah, that would change a lot of things because the government wouldn't know who to trust at that point, would they?
Well, they wouldn't, and, you know, you have, look at our last, whether you want to call it civil war between the states, whatever, it did not turn out well. I mean, maybe you could argue there were some positive things. We got rid of slavery, but we just destroyed the South in the process. It took decades for the South to come back from the destruction that was wrought on it during the Civil War. And they were suffering right up into the 60s with their attempt to try to maintain extra legal control over black people in the South. So we have no idea what would happen if there were a hot Civil War in this day and age. It would not be pretty. It would not be fun. We don't want it to happen. The only reason for it to happen, well, let's say the only reason to desire it is if the other thing would be worse, and there are things that are worse than that, but I really don't want to go into either one of them. So we work hard. It's a lot easier to work for political change than it is to fight in a hot civil war and hope you can survive and win it.
Well, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. That's the other question I've been asking. Nadler got up in front of the Senate and said that Trump is a dictator. When are they going to tool up? When are they going to be coming out? When are they going to start the hot civil war? Because if they really believe all this stuff. Yeah, well, I know.
The only way they'd do it is if they had control of the government, which is another good reason for us to organize and make sure we get out the vote.
Even if they had control, they have control of the House, right? And right. I think that in the interest of civility, nothing has happened about this because they haven't done anything. They haven't addressed anything. They've been on a 3-year witch hunt, and it ended today.
Right. And they impeached President Trump as part of that, and it ended in utter failure. I think it's backfiring on them. They can't control the information flow in society anymore, and I think that's what they built their entire power structure on. I would say it's at least even odds that it was more the people in the media controlling the Democrat politicians than it was Democrat politicians controlling the media. After all, the New York Times, AP, and the Washington Post had much more to do with setting policy than did the people in Congress, in my opinion.
But,
right up through the late 90s, certainly through Bill Clinton's term, I would say.
But that's the other thing. You know, the media gets out there, and they're out there calling him a this and a that. And I saw somebody like with the Iowa thing. I saw a commentator get out and say, well, 91% of the voters of Iowa are white, so it's all racist.
Yeah.
What does the makeup of the state, how does the makeup of the state indicate racial attitude? But anyway, despite all of that stuff, you know, they're getting out there and talking all this stuff. If it was actually the way it was, there wouldn't, these journalists, Trump would have had all of these journalists killed.
Or locked up. Or killed and locked up.
Yeah, or if he was in China, they would have their organs harvested, and then they'd be killed and some other things, too. And
this is the kind of stuff that Wilson did.
Yeah.
Yes, but he isn't. I mean, it's absurd to call him a dictator. He has done more to restore the Constitution than any Democrat in the last 50 years.
Yep, and he's done.
Or I would argue,
any Republican,
you could argue that maybe Reagan is close because he won the Cold War.
Reagan, the Democrats supported him from time to time.
Yeah, from time to time they did. And, of course, they lied to him on immigration.
Yeah.
So Reagan did a lot of good things, but Trump is proving himself to be more adept than Reagan.
He is tough. He is absolutely tough. So And he's not afraid to dust it up with them. That's the thing I like.
Well, and that is the key. And he's able to do it because he has social media and other ways of getting the information out. I think that you could argue President Bush had possibilities, but he just refused to fight. And the Bushes generally are sort of on the globalist train.
Yeah.
You know, they really did not want to fight immigration. Both the Bush presidents were pro-immigration. Neither one of them took a stand. The state, the U.S. government, has been either with Democrats wanting more Democrat voters or Republicans wanting cheap labor, has been flooding the United States with immigration, what, for the last 50 years?
Right.
So it's only because the population of the United States have been fed up with the saturation of foreign immigrants into the U.S., and we say we can't absorb anymore. Not only that, the government doesn't even want to absorb them. They're trying to keep them segregated in ghettos so they'll vote Democrat.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the last break. You can find all of Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com and here Wednesday and Friday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
On the firing line. And this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. First time I've been able to be back and talk to him live since I got back from SHOT Show on the 25th, and on the 26th I had the full-blown flu. I didn't tell you what else I did, though. This is really bad. This is really bad. You want to hear about this?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like I want to hear about it.
So, I, you know, this time around, because I was rolling, you know, most of the time when I go to these things, I have a bunch of video stuff, for the most part. This time I had video and audio stuff, because I was on Radio Row. So I got myself a little cart. And I figured I was being smart. So the little cart had to be checked as luggage. So on the fourth leg of the trip, when I went from Detroit back here to the upstate of South Carolina, they brought my little cart out, and I pushed it, you know, pulled it out and stuck it out there and pushed it flat and got around on one end and started to push it, and they had beaten it to death so bad, the luggage handlers, it just collapsed underneath me. And in order to keep from falling on top of it, which would probably have hurt an awful lot, I decided to try to fall to the left of it, and when I did, as I was coming down, I kicked the ground and broke my foot.
Oh, ouch.
So, the next morning, first of all, Sunday morning, I had the broken foot dominating my day. And then Monday, I woke up and I was getting ready to do this show and everything, and I couldn't talk. So,
well, that's terrible.
Yeah. The next time I go to SHOT Show, I'm going to have bionic limbs and I'm wearing a hazmat suit.
Yeah, I like it. Just be sure you have a microphone inside your hazmat.
Yeah, I've got to be able to broadcast, don't I? I've got to be able to put that out there. But, I mean, it was, I mean, all 3 years that I've been to SHOT Show, I have always come back and gotten sick. And I don't know if that's because of the flights or if it's because of the people at SHOT Show. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's the common denominator being there and taking four planes. I've got to take, I can't fly direct. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe I need to take fewer planes.
Yeah, well, I would say get Bernie Sanders to give you a hop on his private jet.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to do that Green New Deal thing and fly there privately.
So I'd like to talk about this zoning restriction that was found in Fargo, North Dakota. Right? It's surprising, but what happened was that a couple of people with federal firearms licenses in Fargo tried to renew their FFL.
Right.
And the BATFE sent them back and said, we can't renew it. It's against the law in Fargo for you to have a federal firearms license in a residential area. So they contacted the city commission and said, what's going on here? We didn't hear anything about this. And it turned out that in 2001, somehow somebody had added a prohibition on the commercial sale of firearms in residential areas to the zoning code. Nobody really even knew about it. And one commissioner said, well, I kind of think I remember about that. Somebody wanted to commercially reload shotgun shells in a residential area, and I didn't like the idea of having a gun shop in a residential area, and so it got put into the code. And then he said, I don't want to get into the whole Second Amendment. Well, it's not easy to understand why. And then another commissioner piped up and said, oh, I can't imagine why we're even discussing this. Do we want everybody to have guns? Do we want bullets everywhere? Do we want ammunition everywhere? Is this what we're aiming? I mean, it's easy to understand the way those two commissioners were going to vote. There were five altogether. Four commissioners and the mayor made five votes. Those two people who were commissioner, I think it's called Pipecorn, and Commissioner Strand, they voted not to investigate whether they should remove that zoning ordinance, or that part of the zoning ordinance. The other three people, the mayor, Mayor Mahoney, Commissioner Gehrig, and Commissioner Greinberg, all voted to investigate the removal of the ban. And interestingly enough, North Dakota has a very strong preemption statute that says no local government will restrict gun sales. And yet here they had a strong restriction on gun sales in their zoning. So it's probably an illegal local ordinance in any case, and hopefully it will get changed. But this would have flown completely under the radar, but in today's technological and digital age, they have a video of that city commissioner meeting, and you can see what the voice votes are and who voted for what and hear their comments. Without that, it would have gone completely unnoticed. So I hope the good people of Fargo, North Dakota, take a look at their city commissioners and decide if they want a couple people on there who don't think the gun, the Second Amendment really has any force, and it's kind of old-fashioned and antiquated, and, you know, let's not even talk about it. So if you want to get details of that, that article is on AMLM. Still there, Bill? Hello?
Well, can you hear me now? How about that? Is that better?
I can hear you. Could you hear me?
I could. I did.
Ah, good. Well, then I won't have to repeat myself.
I was trying not to cough in your ear.
Ah, very good. So I was just shocked that in deep red North Dakota, that two out of five city commissioners essentially had no respect for the Second Amendment.
That just makes you wonder, doesn't it? It just makes you wonder. I mean,
may be a change.
You know, the one thing I look at, and it's no big mystery to me sometimes, and I wonder if you've ever thought about this. You know how you hear about these guys all the time wanting to forgive college loans and all this other stuff, but at the same time, everybody should get free college.
Yes.
Is it any wonder to you, with all the indoctrination that happens in schools today, that there's still people that come out of the education system conservative?
Well, reality has a way of intruding, and people can teach fantasy all they want, but when people encounter reality and realize that they have been lied to,
yeah,
it kind of discredits much of the indoctrination.
But it makes me... I would love to see what these...
fell apart.
I wasn't.
I was glad they had, but I thought they had much better control. And look at what's happening in China today. I think we're getting fed a pack of lies about how extensive the problems with the coronavirus are.
Well, I don't think the corona... Yeah, I don't think it's all that bad.
Hopefully it isn't.
Well, I mean, when we had the SARS virus, remember how bad the SARS virus was?
Well, there was a lot of talk about it. It turned out to not be anywhere near as bad as...
Well, there was 8,000 cases and 750 deaths, and 650 of those took place in China and Hong Kong. And in the United States, there were 75 cases and zero deaths. So, I mean,
and I think that type of scenario is likely again with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get much in the U.S., but the sanitary conditions in a whole lot of China are terrible by U.S. standards.
You know, when I tried to explain to people what it's like to live in China, like in China, it is not unknown for somebody to go into a dressing room at a clothing store and defecate in the dressing room. That's not unknown.
Defecate on the street.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a whole different culture, and you can see where all of these outbreaks happen, and how bad it messes with their population versus ours, where we don't have those kind of standards. So,
you know, anyway. I thought San Francisco has a big Chinatown, doesn't it?
All of San Francisco is Chinatown now. They
have a big problem with public defecation on the streets, don't they?
Plus, public heroin needles piled all over the place, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So isn't San Francisco one of the places we should be looking at for a possible coronavirus outbreak?
We should be looking for like a third world black plague to cut them out of California in 2020, I think. Before we run out of time, are you going to be with me Friday?
I intend to be, if the creek don't rise, and God willing.
Well, I hope the creek don't rise because I'm feeling better and I've got another cough drop I'm getting ready to consume. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Very good.
Very good.
We'll see you on Friday.
Yes, sir. 21 hours from now, we'll be right back. And between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.